Halloween is an annual holiday celebrated on October the 31st. Americans celebrate this satanic holiday every year by decorations, parties, trick-or-treat, haunted houses, horror movies that are produced by Hollywood, and even churches get in on this celebration. Halloween is a satanic holiday. It is religious, it is sacred to the occult world, but it is not Christian. It is the celebration of death and darkness. It glorifies the devil. It is a high and holy day for the occult world. It generates interest in the occult, and it promotes Satan's agenda. The Bible very clearly in Deuteronomy 18 speaks against anything that has association with the occult world. Anton LaVey, the Satanist, said Halloween is the most important day in Satanism. On this night, satanic occult witchcraft powers are at their highest levels of potency for spells. Please understand that Halloween is not innocent fun for children. It opens the door for evil things. There's many crimes committed on this night. There's a lot of wickedness that happens during Halloween. Now, as we come to this subject and we consider what God has to say about it, and we consider the history of Halloween as well, God has much to say in His Word about evil things. In Ephesians 5, verse 10, He tells us to prove all things, that is, test all things by the Word of God. And also in verse 11, He says that we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, that is, we're to separate from them. And then in the same verse, the Bible says that we're to reprove them. Not only are we to separate from them, but we are to speak out against them. Now, Halloween, again, the history of Halloween carries us all the way back, even before the birth of Christ, that is, into paganism and the Celtic people in Europe. And we see the religion of the Druids. And I don't have the time to read you several quotes from history, but just please understand that Halloween has its origin in ancient paganism. The festival of Samhain. Samhain, the Lord of the Dead. We would refer to him today as a Grim Reaper. We find that this whole concept of Halloween and the paganism that's associated with it is considered as a magical time on October the 31st by the Satanists and the occultists. Even the customs around this time of year, the costumes, the masks, the trick-or-treat, the jack-o'-lanterns, the bonfires, and all of these things have pagan roots. There's nothing whatsoever Christian about any of this. So the origin and the customs are totally and completely pagan and satanic. Now, what is the Christian's response? What should our response be to Halloween? We're called many times in the New Testament the children of light. Our status is in Christ Jesus, and we're to have nothing in common with darkness. There's two worlds. There's two groups of people, saved and lost, the children of light and the children of darkness. The church does not need an alternative to a pagan night. We do not need hell houses to scare people into salvation. We do not need a Christian version of a satanic holiday. This is something that we need to completely stay away from. You've got to ask the question, what would Jesus do pertaining to Halloween? I think we have the answer clearly for us in the Holy Scripture. So let me leave you with this. Halloween is pagan. It is satanic. It is demonic. There's nothing good about it. It's all about death and demons and witches and the occult. And the Bible tells us that we're children of light, and God tells us the things that we're to think on in Philippians 4 and verse 8. Satan is real. He walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Satan is very real. He's called a dragon in Revelation chapter 12. I'm saying to you that we're to put on the armor of God. We're children of light, and we have no business being involved in this satanic holiday. Thank you.